Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word. Tonight, I'm joined by my main man, Revy Rev of The Real Rap Show. We got a special hour and a half long show for you tonight. We're going to do hip-hop tonight. So if you're a hip-hop fan, tonight's your night. And before I even go there, I ain't even going to try to set the tone. I'm going to let Mos Def say it all. The show. If y'all want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. And I got a special co-host tonight, my man Revy Rev of The Real Rap Show. Say hi to the people, man.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy Revy Rev Jordan from The Real Rap Show, Dothan, Carolinas. We here, man.
Yep. And we're going to talk hip-hop artists, so, you know, as far as hip-hop artists go, I just wanted to set the tone there. I've always loved Mos Def, and I thought he said it right there. Now, talk about who you love as artists. What gets you going, Rev?
Man, first of all, I want to say Biggie and Tupac got to be, you know, one of the main guys on my team. You know, Tribe Called Quest, of course, Eric B., Rakim, Jay-Z, Nas, Public Enemy, the list goes on.
All right. I loved all of them. You know, I'm a tad bit older than you, so I've seen hip hop since its inception, all the way through to now. I mean, so there's so many guys that I've fallen in love with, and they music just been guided me through. I mean, Eric B and Rakim, KRS-One. I mean, I'm a big Redman fan. I think Redman, as well as another dude that's underrated, when everybody talks about top MCs, nobody ever says Ice Cube name. And I'm like,
yeah, you're right. You're right. Or LL most of the time.
I mean, you know, L get his props. You know, I don't think that anybody who underrate L, I think they're more hate on L, like, yeah, fuck him. He's LL Cool J, pretty motherfucker. As opposed to, I mean, because as far as rap battles go, ain't a lot of, I mean, I think most of the dudes that tried to get at him didn't quite work out for him.
Yeah, you're right, man.
That's a whole nother segment. We're gonna talk about rap beats a little bit later on in the show. But as far as artists go, I mean, I think hip hop artists who set a trend and everybody else follows is what you know when we talk about hip hop artists that took the art to another level.
That basically changed the game.
Now, I know you talked about Tupac and Biggie, and I think I'd be remiss in not saying that what people don't understand is when Tupac first stepped on the scene, he was under Chuck D.
Right.
People don't know, you know, he went on tour with Public Enemy, and you can see some of that influence in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, man. But that dude was a major icon in the game, man, I'd say, you know. As well as Tribe Called Quest, man, they were like the Malcolm X of hip hop. You feel me? They universalized hip hop, you know, back in the day, man, you know. So, you know, I think that they definitely need to be in the top five, you feel me?
Yeah, well, I mean, Tribe Called Quest, I think Tribe Called Quest for brothers like me coming up, they represented us. See, cause,
right.
You know, when you had NWA, they was gangsters. We gonna kill everybody, and you know
they had the white people scared, man, when they came out with that album, man.
Yeah, I mean, it was groundbreaking. I mean, you know, you had the Ghetto Boys. I mean, you had a lot of hardcore groups talking about killing people, stomping people. And me and my crew, we wasn't stomping nobody.
<You know? laughs> I feel you.
So, you know, Tribe come out, you're like, yeah. When De La Soul comes out, we like, yeah. That's where we're at. You know,
right.
We ain't trying to fight nobody. We just want to listen to a good jam. Go to the jam. I mean, but, you know, in my day, not trying to date myself, They played what y'all would consider hardcore in the club.
But what you mean, like what?
Well, I mean just stuff that don't get radio play. All that
okay.
was played in the club.
Right. You know, yeah, I mean, back in the day.
Yeah, nowadays it's whatever they're playing on the radio is played.
It's stanky leg. It's stanky leg days, man.
Yeah, that was never got no ride. That was never got no ride in my car. You know, stinky leg, really. I mean, the whole doing the dance. You know,
it's good for dancers. Feel me? I dance a lot. You know, and especially where I'm from, we dance. So I mean, if you dance, then yeah. But I mean, to say it's a part of hip hop, I think it's not, man. You feel me?
Well, I won't hate on people who enjoy the dancing and all. I mean, because that's cool. I mean, I go to the club. I wanted to dance too.
Right.
But, you know, it's like you can only dance to idiotic shit now.
There's got to be balance, man. There's no balance. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is none.
You know, that's the thing. Hip-hop. Then change. Then I won't hate because it seems like what people do is they say, well, my generation of music was better, and I'm not gonna do that. You know,
right?
Cause we had whack ass rappers.
Right, and I remember we were talking about that the other night. You know,
yeah.
I mean, every era does. You feel me?
Yeah, it just like you was talking about the balance and trying to say, okay, we have all types of music that gets played on the radio. I mean, we had Yo MTV Raps, we had Rap City. There were all kinds of rap shows, and they played the diversity of rap, West Coast, East Coast, in between. We're kind of missing that now.
Right.
It's all booty shaking.
Yeah, man. But who's some other artists, man, that come to your mind that you think changed the game, man? I wanna hear what you gotta say, man.
Well, as far as changing the game, I mean, another guy gets lost in the history. that is a father to a lot of cat style. Big Daddy Kane.
Whoa. You know? Wow. Yeah, you went back with that one, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not that far back. I mean, Big Daddy Kane, as Eminem said, he was the father to his style, because Big Daddy Kane would hit syllable, yeah. syllable, five words that rhyme all in the same breath at the same time.
Yeah.
In every sonnet, you want to call it. I mean, he was ridiculous.
Absolutely. He was a savage.
Yeah, I mean, he put it out there. I mean, LL. I mean, I think people got past they couldn't get past the fact that women love LL and didn't look at the rhymes. I mean, because L
right.
put out songs to women, but L was hard.
Yeah, he was.
When you battle L didn't like, I'm too big for you. If you diss L was dissing your ass back.
Especially when he went at Cannabis, man. That was crazy, man.
Yeah, he did two albums for Cannabis.
Yeah, he went hard in the paint on him, man. But I really respect L too, man. And I always say that. Every time I talk about music, I say something about LL Cool J, because I mean, from where he came from and to like right now, he's still making bangers.
Yeah.
You know, and I respect him for that, man. He's not trying to go too commercial, you know what I'm saying? He's still showing you that he can keep up and be himself.
Yeah, I mean, LL was hip hop. I mean, you had EPMD. I mean, we had a diversity of groups. There were so many groups and individuals. I mean, Rakim and KRS-One, when they came out in that same year, it's so funny when you talk about being influential. Everybody was a Muslim all of a sudden.
Yeah,
everybody was assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
Like, really? Y'all can't even spell Quran, but now all of a sudden everybody is Muslim.
Right. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people really, and I don't know if artists really understand how much of an influence they are to their listeners and fans' life, man. You know, and again, I don't want to try to act like it's their fault, because everyone has their own brain. But I mean, we still have this, you know, my crew can kill you and we do this like nobody's invisible. You know, like they're invisible and nobody can touch them. It's sickening, man. You know, where's the talent? That's what I'm asking. Where's the talent?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, in having the misfortune hearing the radio every now and again. I mean, it's like they have eight songs on the rotation. You know, the dude that got the guy singing in the background while he's screaming.
Yeah.
You know, talking about how hard and gangster he is and how the girls love him because he's gangster.
How many chains we got on, not knowing that's their fans' money that they're wearing. You know what I mean? But you riding in a whip that you probably leased or rented. Now, I mean, you know, it might be your homeboys, but, you know, to your fans, you're doing it, but you're really not.
Yeah, I mean, we've been over this. I mean, rappers on the whole, your average rapper makes about $25,000 a year. That is, as my man Scotty Spitten would say, the antithesis of doing good.
And if you don't know who that is, Google HISD.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I feel you on that, man.
Yeah, I don't think that people understand what a crapshoot it is. It's like anything, you know. Every rapper who's saying he's balling is like one out of 100 that's balling.
Now Jay-Z, he's balling.
Yeah,
he's definitely balling. I would say that off top. Jay-Z's doing it. He's on a front of Forbes magazine. You know what I mean? That's somebody that's really killing the game. And he's doing it in a reasonable way, I'd say, you know?
No.
He's doing his thing, man.
No, he did it in a smart way. He was independent before everybody was thinking about independent. So he was the one fronting all the money and making all the money. And called being a smart businessman. Other folks didn't quite understand where he was coming from. And now all of a sudden, he's a multi-millionaire, part owner of the Nets. And as he said in one of his last songs, why am I still the hardest dude here?
Right. Yeah, man.
I'm multi-millionaire.
Absolutely. Puffy is doing it right, or he was, or I haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know where he's at, but
I'll say this. I've never bought a Puff Daddy album. And
no, I'm not talking about his music. excuse me, Puff, but I'm not talking about your music. I'm talking about his mind state, man. Like, he's in the game, man. He's doing it, man. He's got his, you know, his bands. You know, he's got his artists that's going. You know, they come and they go, but, you know, when he's doing it, he's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I respect the I mean, and I'll say this. I don't hate an artist. I think it's like, if I dislike their music, I don't hate them as a person, because you can
right.
like somebody's music and they could be one of the coolest dudes that you ever ran across.
Right.
And
yeah.
So I always want to make that distinction. I don't never hate a person. And people who say they hate people that they don't know, I don't understand it.
Retards.
And
that's
never
what I call
will. Them. I mean, shit, I love Sean Price. A lot of people don't know Sean Price. I love Sean Price. I have loved Sean Price forever. He's put out 3 or 4 hard-ass albums that nobody knows anything about. But
yeah.
That's just me. I'm an underground hip-hop head. But we go.
Speaking of underground, man, HISD, what's up, man? Got to say something to my team, man. We here.
I mean, that goes without saying. I can say that I'm in their group. As far as loving them, and I play them, and more than likely, I'm probably going to be convinced to play them tonight. Cause
you know it, because Peter Spaceman is in the building.
Yeah, I mean, even though I have been playing it in the background here, y'all may not notice it, but I did. It gets me fired up. I mean, my man, Scotty Spitting and Equality and... the whole crew, they.
That's right. Hey, man, guess who hit up Peter Spaceman on Twitter tonight, man? You're not going to leave it up.
Who?
50 Tyson. Shout out to 50 Tyson.
Okay, 50 Tyson.
One of the hardest guys in the game right now, man. 50 Tyson.
All right. Well, we going to go on break while we think about how hard 50 Tyson is. And we're going to go to some real brothers that are real hard. This is Method Man and Red Man off their album Blackout 2. This is Father's Day.
Pull out like boat motor string. Crack the shoulder wing. Death squad, Dakota ring. Psychopath, border ring. beat, baby. Jersey State of Mind, Method Man, lock them in. Y'all niggas give a fuck, fuck, we the opposite. I be a gossiping, cause we on. Just because I rock, don't need a made of stone. My bones are sturdy. I wake up to get it early when I bully the street. My code D is keep mirror in a hurry. Back down, the boy roll with it. This how it's down when the boys is transmitted.
Together you got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Driving with your host, F the N-Word. And I'm joined in by my special co-host, my man, Revy Rev of The Real Rap Show. That was Method Man and Red Man, Father's Day, off their album Blackout 2.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've always loved Red Man and Method Man. I've always loved Red Man. I had a special place in my heart for Red Man, and I don't even smoke weed.
You a trip, man.
Yeah, I mean, from what the album, there's a dark side. I mean, you know, Red got so many lyrics.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, when you listen to a Red Man album, you can't say that he said the same line twice nowhere.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, man, those guys, they go hard, man. Back from when I was a little one listening to those guys. One Time for Your Mind, when they were saying that.
Oh, yeah, trust me. Two Times for Your Mind, as far as they go. Now, talk about, Rev, some of your favorite hip-hop albums.
Man, some of my albums. Well, you know, first I have to say Tribe Called Quest. You know, Electric Relaxation. Definitely got to say that's definitely one of the hottest. Run DMC, the album Run DMC, first hip-hop album to get 5 mics, so I gotta say something about that one. Then we got Nas, Illmatic, going to hear a song from that album, you know, here later on in the show. And we got N.W.A., I had to say them, Straight Outta Compton was a banger, scared a lot of white people. I know that I said that before, but, you know, that's what it was, you know.
But you know what?
Because they came so hard, though, bro.
But I don't think it scared a lot of white people. I remember going to get my CD player fixed, and the white guy put in Ice Cube Death Certificate, and that whole album is talking about killing white people. So
now I'm not talking about when I don't mean that on a we scared of black people type thing. I mean, I'm talking about it was more so aimed on that. On how everyone kind of perceives us, you feel me? They see the hats turned backwards, or you know the rags, and they want to get nervous. You know, I walked past a lady the other day, and I was talking to P, and I'm like, yo, I'm walking past this lady. I'm in Walmart. Come on, man. And you grabbing your purse? I'm a skinny dude. I don't want your purse. If I want it, I'm gonna take it and run.
That's what she was scared of.
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you scared of? I have glasses on. What am I gonna do? But she didn't know no better, you know. I forgive her.
Well, I won't forgive her for you.
Yeah. But back to my album. I gotta talk about my boys Outkast, Aquemini and Atlians, man. AT Aliens, man.
Yeah.
Tupac, Apple Valley. You know. You like that Outkast album, huh? I know you tried to say something.
No, I mean I love the Aquemini. You know, and as a matter of fact, Aquemini is my favorite Outkast song of all time. I mean, I can play that over and over again.
Oh, I know every word to that, man. That goes hard, man. I remember I used to sit on the bus with my cuz and listen to that that AT Aliens album or whatever, man, all the time when we had the CDs and the Walkmans getting it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I got to I gotta talk about Lauryn Hill too, man. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. You know, she really went hard on that album, man. She went hard, man. I want to say, Lauryn, I send my condolences, man. I know you're dealing with your little tax thing going on right now, man. You know, but keep your head up. It's gonna be all right. No. Gotta pay them bills though.
Yeah, it's over for her.
She's gonna be all right, man. She's gonna be all right.
What once you get into the tax man in your pocket, it's a wrap.
I don't know what's going on. People don't want to. I don't know, man. We got if you're making that much money, you know you gotta pay your taxes. Like
I miss Lauryn Hill though. I mean, she come out with. I mean, you can say that her album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, was probably in the top five all time of all albums all time.
Yeah, bro. That I mean, especially for a female, bro. Lauryn Hill goes in.
I'm not even talking about female, because when I talk about top five all time, I'm talking about anything Michael Jackson did, anything Stevie Wonder did. I'm talking about on that level. I mean,
you talk about
the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. What did you skip on that album? Couldn't skip nothing. Hard.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, man.
That to me, when I talk about hard albums, that is a hard album.
She won best new artist of the year with that, and the album of the year. You feel me?
I mean, but she wasn't a new artist though. That was what was funny. Yeah, I mean, we actually had the privilege of seeing them before they blew up. Me and my man Black Steel, back in the days in San Diego, going to the club every week, and I remember her and Wyclef and the other guy. I don't even remember his name. He don't even count because he never did nothing. But
in the background.
Yeah, I remember they came on the stage with their instruments. And, I mean, Lauryn Hill blew the whole club away. This was before she even got famous.
Yeah.
I mean, she smoked the mic. I mean,
they were so happy with her, man. She got like five awards at the 41st Grammy Awards, man. They just was giving her. That's the year she got the best new artist. And she wasn't even a new artist. They was just giving her stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because that album was, I mean, that album was transcendent. It was groundbreaking. I mean, it was so fresh because she was a hip hop artist. She could spit with the best of them, and she could sing. So it wasn't like she was doing that fake R&B scenario. She that was just naturally her. And so on that note, I have to give a special helmet to Rohan Marley for messing her up. Because. I mean,
They don't know. My listeners don't know about the special helmet, man. You got to kind of break that down for them real quick.
Well, here at Smooth Drama, we give out every Thursday. We give out special helmets to people who, and I don't know if y'all know that you remember growing up in elementary, they were the kids that had the helmets, and they had to play separately because they weren't right. We give out the special helmet to the adults who were those kids, and they pretending like they wasn't.
Yeah, man. So you're gonna hear more awards, you know, coming in the show from myself. I got mine too, so you better know they coming hard.
I'm just hating on Rohan Marley because he took Lauryn Hill away from us. She was nice.
Yeah, man. She was on another level. She can go hard. She can go soft. You know, I mean, I'm talking about with lyrics too, not just, you know, on some soft stuff. I'm talking about for real, man. She went hard in the paint, you know.
Yeah, definitely, that's what I'm saying. Now, when I talk about authors, I mean artists and their albums. I mean, an album that was slept on by a lot of hip hop cats. Well, not slept on by the cats I knew. Gangstar, Step in the Arena. I mean. That when they came out with that one, it was like that was the perfect album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of albums that have been slept on. Not a few years back, Lil Brother, The Minstrel Show. You know, I love that album.
Good.
Nobody picked it up. I mean, of course, Tribe Called Quest, Low End Theory, that wasn't slept on, obviously.
Of course not.
But, I mean, you got KRS-One, Criminal Minded, Ross Cox, Soul on Ice, Brand New Again, One for All. A group that I hold in my heart dearly, DITC, Worldwide. DITC was Fat Joe, Big L, Lord Finesse, AG, of Diamond D, Showbiz. They album was unbelievable. Nobody knows.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I feel you on that, bro. You taking it back to the pioneers, man.
Oh well, I mean, a lot of these albums, they're not that. I mean, Immortal Technique, Third World. I always talk about it because I went to his show, in San Diego, and it was a couple years back, and it was a sellout show, and the females knew the lyrics to the songs.
Dang.
And so for me, I say you a dope ass artist when the females know all the lyrics to the song, because I'm in the crowd and the girls are singing the songs word for word. And if you know more Immortal Technique, you know he's not singing love songs.
Definitely not. For real, man. So, don't forget about Eminem, man. You gotta throw Slim Shady out there, man. And the Wu-Tang Clan.
Well, I'm waiting on you to say that.
You know, we gotta throw them out there, especially Eminem, man. That dude's on another level to me, man. I think he's on another level. Then you got X-Clan, you feel me? Who else? We got the Roots, Things Fall Apart. Poor Righteous Teachers, you know, Peter Spaceman. It's one of his top.
Yeah, I hear him in the background. Mama Said Knock You Out. Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted. Junk Brothers,
yeah.
Done by the Forces of Nature.
Woo!
You know, I mean, albums that...
Who is that? EPMD.
Oh, Strictly Business.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
all day.
Yeah, when I was ready to go play some ball, it was throw one of them in and I'm dunking on somebody.
I remember when I used to go to my pop's house, I used to listen to that Bone Thugs. Bone Thugs used to go hard, bro. Bone Thugs went in, man.
Yeah.
BSP, the
Nicholas one. Oh.
Yeah, PD.
Yeah, three times dope. I wish they would have. They would have kept true to the same formula. I think we talk about great groups. My criteria is not your first album, but your second album has to be great. And Three Times Dope, I loved them. Their first album was hard, but it was like the second album. They had some nice joints on there, but it seemed like they wanted to do stuff that they thought could sell, as opposed to just doing a hard album.
Yeah.
Every time you do that, it don't work. I mean, I love Redhead Kingpin. It's a love thing. I thought his first two albums was nice, but that's just me. I love a diversity of music. I mean, I love the Dream Warriors. Don't Wash Your Face in My Sink. But they was a whole fusion jazz before Diggable Planets came out. The Dream Warriors kind of did some of that, but they were on something different. I'm musically all over the place, so as far as hip hop goes, alternative hip hop.
True.
Special Ed.
Yeah, well, I know my man Peter Spaceman loves Special Ed. I'll never forget we riding in the car and it gets to the bush. And I remember him like, yeah, y'all ain't think he was going to be hard like this, did y'all? I don't know if you remember that.
Shout out to Peter Spaceman. To all my listeners, if you don't know who that is,
yeah,
the manager of my show, The Real Rap Show, you go hard, you know, and he always with me, and I respect him, man. That's my dude.
But I always got to tell the funny story about Peter Spaceman. The Peter Spaceman, y'all don't know, we went to go see Do the Right Thing. And I don't know a lot of people are familiar with the Spike Lee movie Do the Right Thing, but it starts off with the Public Enemy song Fight the Power. Well, see, your boy Peter Spaceman decided in a crowded theater to scare all the white people by jumping up and singing the song and getting to the part, Elvis was a hero to most, but he never meant shit to me. He's a straight out racist. The sucker was simply plain motherfucking and John Wayne. See, Peter Spaceman was standing up screaming that at the top of his lungs in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah. This was,
and I can hear him saying that too, y'all.
Yeah, this is before we had the little droid phones and all that where you can record your homie and put it on YouTube. Because
right.
That would have been my YouTube moment forever.
Peter Spaceman is a trip, man.
Yeah, but, you know, we talking about, there are so many great albums that have been out there. And when I say great albums, I ain't talking about the album where they got two singles and then songs that you fast forward. I'm talking about albums where it's like when you get to song 6, 7, and 8, you're like, damn, they still spitting that hard shit?
Straight bangers.
Yeah.
Straight bangers.
You know, so, I mean, that's...
Nice and smooth.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
Well, I would... I think when we talk about Nice and Smooth, I would have to disagree. I liked a couple of their songs, but Nice and Smooth did what Dougie Fresh used to do, and I used to hate Dougie Fresh for this. He would have remixes that weren't on the album. So if you bought the album, the song that you seen in the video wasn't on there. I wanted to reach through the tape and choke his ass out. He's like, hold on, dog. This ain't the song that I wanted to hear.
Dang, man. I feel you.
So to all the artists out there, if you listening, if you gonna make a dope album, do not put your hit single on the album. If you put a remix out there, and it ain't on your album, I'm pissing on your album.
And thank you for talking to the upcoming artists, man, because I got something to say to the upcoming artists, too. Thank you for going into this subject. Upcoming artists, man, you got to understand something, man. Myself and F the, Mr. F the N-word here, we are media. We can't just play anything, man. So you gotta understand that. You know, cats be sending some crazy stuff. Like, yo, can you retweet this, please? Can you play this? No, because that's not music. That's not real music. You got to think about what you're doing. You feel me? Some people should go do what they need.
Well,
taint, man.
Music is not for everybody.
It's not.
I believe Buckshot said it best on. One of his Black Moon albums where he was talking about you're hot on your block, but nowhere else. I think folks missed that part. Yeah, you hot, but you only hot on your block.
Yeah, to you and your friends that know that you whack, but they're still pumping you up like you the best around. I had this dude walk up to me and was like, yeah, man, I heard you had my dude on your show, man. How was he? And I was like, oh, it was your dude? He was like, yeah, how was he? I was like, it wasn't all that, bro. And he kind of like looked at me like, I can't believe you said that. But, you know, we got to keep it real. Like, I can't say he hot so you can go tell everybody else that he's hot. And now they're thinking that he's hot. And then you're going to tell them that I said it.
Well, I mean, I will say it's my personal preference. I'll be the first one. There's some shit that I just don't like. I won't lie to you. I mean, if an artist would talk to me, and I've had a couple send me a song and ask me, I'm not going to lie.
And I've heard it. I've heard it many times.
Yeah, I can't lie. I mean, because I don't want to be the person that's going to be like, yeah, I'm playing your music because we're cool.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
That's it.
Right.
No, I'm not playing your music because we cool. I'm playing your music because I like it, and it's good. So, I mean, for me, we talk about HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District.
Green Team.
I know them. But, I mean, I'm the biggest skeptic. You know, when I hear, oh, they doing hip-hop, I'm like, oh, man, come on. But you listen to the music, they changed my mind.
They will change your life.
Yeah, I'm a big critic. I'm a hater. If you putting out some whack stuff, you know, talking about your dick, how many people you should
bounce that booty and all that.
Yeah. I'm not feeling it. I mean, you know, I mean, if that's your thing, cool. You know, play it in the club. You a thug. You on that thug scenario. I'm shooting everybody. All right.
Because you're not shooting anybody. Because if you were, you'd be in jail. Of course.
Yeah.
You'd be there. And that's not skill. So you can't say, oh, well, you know, that's part of my skill. No, it's not. Listen to Jay-Z. You know, go back in the day and listen to Eric B. and Rakim. I mean,
yeah. I look at it like you can talk about that, but that can't be what your whole album is.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
I look at it. I love artists that got a little diversity. So, you know, for me, if you have no diversity, we can't talk. And speaking of diversity in Holland, Now that I pumped them up, I kind of feel obligated. This is HISD, Rocket Man.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my special co-host tonight, Mr. Revy Rev of The Real Rap Show, and that was H-I-S-D. Rock it, man. Please, rock it. Somebody, anybody.
You're a trip, man.
Keep going. No. I love it, actually, because I personally know my favorite rapper and my favorite producer, so it's all good.
That's what it is, bro.
Now we talking hip hop news, and I hear you got a beef with a little something, Revy Rev. You want spit out your beef to the people?
Yeah, man. Before I spit out my beef, I must do this, man. I want to give a shout out to my co-host P Mula, man. You know what up, man? I know you're listening in. But back to this music news. The Summer Jam, man. The thing with my team, Young Money, you know, that's my squad, man. I like them, man. And I'm feeling some kind of way about, you know, Wayne pulling them out, man, because of what my man said. You know, I feel like, you know, they should have went on in and kind of proved him wrong. Like, you still have fans. You feel me? You can't just...
Well, tell people what your man said, because a lot of us don't know who said what and why he pulled out.
He was talking about rocket ships. He was like, there's not going to be no spaceships here tonight or here today. This is a real hip-hop show. You know, not quote, unquote, but, you know, something in that nature. You know, so Wayne got upset. And he called the team off. Like, we not performing. So nobody from Young Money performed. Now, if I was there, I would have been upset. They wouldn't have lost a fan, but, you know, I would have kind of been like, yo, what is this? Like, if you are who you are, you know, then you would have kept going. Like, yo, I would have got on the stage and said something back, being me. You know what I'm saying? And then I would have rocked the crowd and let my fans go crazy. I'm not going to not perform. You know what I'm saying? Can't do that.
I mean, for me as a fan, if I paid $70 to see your ass, you better come out there on the stage.
Right, because I mean, what if I was right in the front row, paid like $100 to get in the front row. Know what I mean? And now you're not performing because you got upset but in all your raps and your rhymes, y'all supposed to be hard. Like, you're supposed to be the squad. Know what I mean? You got some heavy hitters. You feel me? So you got to come harder with that. Man, that's my squad. I love them. But come on, man. You can't do that, yo. Please don't do it again.
Yeah.
Straight from Revy Red.
Yeah, I think that if you did it the first time, I mean, I don't understand what a promoter got to do with you coming out and doing your act, doing your show. Because once again, right. I pay my $50, $60, $70 to see a good jam. And if I come to see you and I hear you pulled out because of what a producer said, I'm like, man, fuck what a producer say.
Right, yeah.
I need to hear you. So, I mean, for me, that's special helmet worthy right there.
Nah, you can't give my squad a special helmet, dog.
Come on, man.
You can't do it to me, man.
Hold on. Are you telling me that if you paid your hard-earned money and they pulled out, not because it wasn't like, what was it, last year there was these artists that was getting bottles and stuff thrown at them, and so they stopped the show? This is what the promoter who is paying you said. Not the fans, the promoter.
I agree to disagree, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's whatever, man. But, you know, we still hear Young Money. Please don't. Please don't do that again, because y'all go hard, man. You gotta stand up for that kind of garbage.
Okay, so if they go hard, I mean, because I had never heard of Run DMC. I mean, I just saw KRS-One do a free show in Berkeley out here in Oakland. And, I mean, he did a free show. If anybody was going to pull out, it's somebody who's doing a free show, not somebody right. who's doing a paid show. Well, I'm sure they got paid quite a nice chunk of change.
Right. I feel you. And, I mean, I heard the, you know, some of the feedback that came from Nikki, you know, and I understand what she's saying, but, you know, you got to feel the fans, too. Like, you can't just, you know, you can't back out of that, you know, and I can't let that ride and say it's cool because it's not cool. You feel me? You can't do that, man.
But isn't that what I was saying?
No, I mean, if you can diss Lil Kim, which is one of my favorite female rappers, then you should be able to take what he said and get your butt on the stage and give the crowd what they come to see, man.
Well, I mean, one dissing Lil Kim, I mean, Lil Kim gets the special helmet because she was making the whole plastic surgery. I mean, you are a beautiful woman. And you just decided that you were going to make yourself into a ghoul? No.
Well, maybe that's what she, you know, and you're right. Yeah, she did kind of, you know, go off the hinges with that because, you know, she could have stayed, you know, how she was. I mean, as well as, you know, Nikki was beautiful before she did what she did too. But, you know, you kind of put me in a tough corner right here, man.
As a matter of fact, I'll go to one of my bloggers. My blogger Chocolate says to tell you with my hand because some people don't have the helmet and only understand hand movements.
Okay, so I'll take that. What was her name, Chocolate?
Yeah.
I'll take that, Miss Chocolate. At least it's not the helmet. You feel me?
Yeah, no, it's just... I'm just saying that that's some punk shit that should never happen, and it's unprofessional. I'm paying to see you live, and
right.
you better show up and do the songs.
Yeah,
because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
that is exactly what you. I mean, as a matter of fact, he had the nerve to show up at the Oklahoma City Game 5. City and San Antonio game and just arrived like, hey, I'm Lil Wayne. I need to be sitting courtside. And people in Oklahoma City like, hello, you are? You're not getting no ticket. If you didn't buy a ticket, we not going to make the guy who spent $30,000 for his ticket to get up so that you can sit there for free.
Yeah. He was, and I gotta speak on it. I can't be quiet, man. It's Revy Rev. I keep it real, man. That's why I have a show because I like to be, you know, I like to talk. I want to keep it 100. Wayne, come on, dog. That's what I would have said to my homie. I would have said it to my brother. Come on, man. You got money, dog. You can't do it, man. It's uncalled for.
Well,
uncalled for.
I guess he's used to just getting in free, but I'm like, yo, that's not New Orleans Hornets. Because nobody goes to them games, so they'll let you in free every week.
You got to have a key, man. You got to have a key to the city to be getting in games for free. You feel me? Y'all got to get spaced up, Young Money. Let's get spaced up, man.
Yeah, I don't think that he's getting the key to Oklahoma City no time soon.
Well, maybe next time, Wayne, man. Maybe next time, dog. You got to know somebody at the door or something. You know, maybe they'll hook you up, man. You know, holla at me or something. Maybe I could pull some strings. Feel me?
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. Anyway.
This dude F the N-word is a trip, man.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm just trying to represent, and that's my cheesy way of going into Revy Rev's request for the night. This is Nas. Off the hip hop classic album Illmatic. Represent.
No sleep season. Yeah.
Any day could be your last minute. Together you got the smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your man F the N Word. I'm joined by my special co-host for tonight, my main man Revy Rev of the Real Rap Show. That was Nas. Represent.
Yes, sir.
He was representing. And speaking of which, I can't go no further. We gotta represent people who hate on the haters. I mean, it's hater of the week time. And I thought that I was gonna have a hard time picking the hater, but then I ran across my homegirl, well, not my homegirl. She could be your homegirl, Revy. Joyce Maxine Gregory. Why is Joyce Maxine Gregory a hater, you may ask? Well, Joyce Maxine Gregory. I'm going to keep saying her whole name. So just in case you run across her, fellas, run the other fucking way. Joyce Maxine Gregory got into an argument with her man, or a guy I guess she was hanging out with, and I guess in the middle of the argument, she grabs homie's balls and squeezes one of the balls out of his ball sack.
Wow.
Yeah.
She must have been Bionic Woman.
Yeah. No, hey, look. He was trying to leave. He didn't even want to fight her crazy ass. He's trying to leave and go outside to call 911. She reportedly grabbed him and got him in the G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip and just squeezed till it came out. Now, I don't know about any other fellas out there listening, but just the thought of that's hate.
Yeah, she got to go, man. She got to go, dad. Like, yeah.
Death penalty. Let me get on the jury.
Oh, man. That's a painful one right there, man.
Yeah, she was charged with malicious castration.
Wow. Wow. Man, that's great.
I challenge anybody to find a hater greater than that. When you can squeeze the ball out of a ball sack on Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Joyce, that's Maxine, like, Gregory, I hate you.
Yeah, you got to go, baby. You got to go. You know better than that, man. You know. If you lived in my hood, my grandmama beat you, my aunt beat you, my uncle beat you. You get beat by everybody. You know how back in the day when you used to get beaten by everybody, when you got in trouble, everybody, you had to go down a soul train line of switches and brooms and all that crazy stuff. That's what she need to do, yo.
Nah, she just got to go.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she drop her off in Antarctica or something where there ain't no other human being. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man.
That's too much. So you want to talk about your hater of the week?
Yeah, man. Yo, my hate. No, I don't have a hater of the week, man. I have haters of the week.
All right.
To all my haters of the week, shout out to my Miami Heat. You know, they won tonight, baby. 98-79. So watch out, man. But okay, before you say something, Mr. F the N word, okay?
I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
LeBron went in and he's been tripping. And I know, and I've said it on my show in the past. You know, and I feel some kind of way about LeBron because, you know, he need to watch Jordan play, man. He gotta watch Jordan, all right?
I think he already did.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. You didn't watch Jordan and you just shooting jump shots all night when you know you can just take it to the hole and get fouled in the last quarter. Come on, man. You don't need to be shooting jump shots. And I'm thinking, like, is your coach talking to you? Like, what is going on? Like, you know, and they do the same thing every game. This game, it was kind of different, and I want to see if it's going to be like that the next game. That's all I'm waiting for.
I mean, all I was going to say was I can't celebrate them winning game six. I look at it like, okay, you won in game six. Now you have to come out the exact same way in game seven.
Right. Absolutely.
As Johnson said at the beginning of the game, before the game started, he's like, ain't no excuses. You just come out. I don't want to hear it. A lot of people hurt. Avery Bradley ain't playing for the Celtics. The Celtics got like 3-4 players not playing. So, look, either you going to win or you going to lose. And want to hear none of that whining shit. Everybody, it's LeBron's fault if we lose. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Right. Yeah. You're right, man. And it's not, you know. But, you know, and I'm excited about the win tonight, but I'm kind of nervous, you know. And I want them to play like, you know, if they don't win, they going home. You got to play like that every game. You can't just play like that tonight. And he showed, you know, he can play.
Yeah, he came out. I mean, because everybody picked him to lose tonight. I thought they was going to do like San Antonio and take it out. Yeah. But Scotty Spitton had to tweet me and say, yeah, you said that it was going to be the same. So, yeah, I said it. I was wrong. I can admit to mine. I'm all good.
I'm sorry the Lakers didn't make it, man. You know,
yeah.
I apologize to HISD. Y'all crew ain't make it. You know, I know y'all talked a lot of trash to me on Facebook. You know, so watch us. Watch us win tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I guess that leads into what we want to talk about in this segment, rap beefs. What are some of your favorite rap beefs, man?
Bro, my all-time ultimate favorite, and it was mine because I was growing up in a rough town, man, was a Tupac and Biggie beef, man. That was one of the beef that you will never, ever forget, man. That separated the East and West Coast.
Yeah. But you know what? They kind of was separate before that.
Not as hard as it went, bro.
Well, no. I mean, and everybody focused on Tupac and Biggie. But I remember Snoop Dogg stepping on the buildings in New York. I remember Ice Cube and Dub C and Mac 10, the West Side Connection, their whole album was dissing the whole East Coast. And I'm still waiting on the album that came back because they named names. I think when we talk about rap beefs, I'm talking about people that name names because I remember Dub C was like, yeah, I'm talking about Q-Tip. I would fuck you, Q-Tip. He said this on the song.
Yeah, that's kind of that's raw right there. That's raw cut. That's I don't care. I'm a true gangster coming to my hood.
Yeah, I mean that whole album, Bow Down, woo, fire. See, I was waiting. I mean, I remember when Whack Ass Tim Dog came out. And
who?
Right, exactly. Tim Dog came out.
Your best friend?
Yeah, that's Peter Spaceman's best friend. Tim Dog came out and was like dissing West Coast rap. He tried to diss Dr. Dre. And I'm like, you can only diss somebody if you got skills. See, you've never heard of Tim Dog because he was fucking terrible.
He sounded like somebody's best friend, man.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't. He came out and he lit the fire, and I mean, he got murdered. I remember MC8, You Can Get the Duck Sick.
Mm.
He had a whole song. The whole song was Fuck Tim Dog because the boy ain't shit. Fuck you,
damn,
bitch. I mean, that was the whole song. That was the chorus line. It was funny. I mean, you know, we had, of course, Kumo D and LL Cool J.
You have 50 Cent and Smurf.
Kumo D and Busy B.
Yeah. I mean, but when you talk about 50 Cent, I mean, 50 was dissing dudes so that they would say his name so he could sell albums. I mean, because remember, he dissed Ja Rule, but then he became Ja Rule.
True. Yeah.
Ja Rule on steroids. I mean, it's the same thing. I'm singing on all my songs, and I take my shirt off. you was dissing him for doing that, and then you came out and you did the exact same thing.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. You gotta be your own person.
50 cool though.
Yeah, 50 cool, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to 50. 50, shout out to you, man. 50 Tyson.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I just think that if you gonna if you coming out and dissing people, and there have been a lot of rap beefs, and of course there was the Beef series, which I thought
was
hilarious.
It was garbage.
Well, Beef 3, for me, was my favorite one because it had the mob beat, and it starts off with them, yeah, we got guns, we'll shoot everybody. And then that rap group, True, called them on it, went in the studio and took everybody in their studio's clothes.
What?
And walk
oh,
out.
I got to watch that one.
Oh, it's the funniest thing ever. And they went to, because, you know, they were like, yeah, because we did a song with them, and we paid them money, and then they went and did the same exact lyrics on another song. So we went to get our money back, but we went strapped.
Man,
they went to the studio and told everybody strip naked.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and Mobb Deep didn't want to talk about that one. Yeah, it's B3. I promise you, when you watch that, it's the funniest thing that you've never watched.
What about MC Shan and KRS-One? That's from my boy M Dot.
I mean
M Dot, my personal assistant. You dig?
Yeah, but for me, a battle is when one guy can make a record where everybody's like, ooh. Did MC Shan make a record where you was like, ooh, or did KRS-One just smack the shit out of you?
Yeah, KRS-One would go hard in the paint, dog. I can't even pause on that one.
Right. I mean, KRS-One do shit that he ain't even put out on the album. It's like you go to a KRS-One song, a show, and he'll do a song with some lyrics that you ain't never heard. Because that's just that's what he do.
Yeah. And that voice, man, that voice just takes you away. That, like he violent, man. He just go.
Yeah, I mean him, my man that didn't get no love, but to me he's top five as far as freestyle spitters. my man Chino XL, he dissed Tupac, and I know Tupac said that who the fuck is Chino XL, and I remember people were hating on him, and I will never forget there was a rap show, and he came out, and everybody was going to boo him, and then they saw how big he was, and everybody shut the fuck up. It was the funniest shit that I ever seen.
Yeah.
It was like, they was like, boo, oh, shit.
That's Debo number two.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, tuck your chain, nigga, tuck your chain.
Yeah, and I don't know if people are familiar with Chino, but if you Google YouTube Chino,
yeah, I'm gonna have to look him up.
Like 12-minute freestyles. Shit that ain't on none of his albums.
Man.
I mean, he's another one of them prolific cats. I had the pleasure of seeing him live. He's ridiculous. Right? He just keeps going.
Man.
Ain't no hook. I'm just spinning.
Matter of fact, speaking of that, Peter Spaceman, who was that guy that you showed me that was performing that day and he was just going in at the crowd? It was just showing him all kind of different, objects and stuff, and he was just going in. I think he was at like an old summer jam or something like that. I think he might have been in New York, maybe.
Oh, yeah, he's talking about my guy.
He don't remember.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are a lot of albums out there. Well, a lot of beasts out there. I mean, my favorite one, of course, was the LL Cool J.
Supernatural.
Okay.
You know, L to the Break of Dawn, to me, I've stated this before and I've stated it forever. He's like that he made the greatest diss record ever because he dissed MC Hammer, Ice-T, and Kumo D in the same damn song.
Yeah, and I heard it. Yeah, I will second that. I listened to it because after M to me and it goes hard.
Yeah.
You got to Google it.
Yeah, and it was played in the club all the time.
This was playing in the club.
Yeah. It's a different era. Our beast was played out in the club. You can hear that in the club on the radio. DJs wasn't fucking cowards back then.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I feel you, man.
And speaking of cowards, it's that time when we got to talk about dumbasses and our recipients of the special helmet. Alrighty then. my dumbass of the week is Winston Riley, who claims he was sleepwalking when robbing a woman at knife point. It's like, that's the best you got done.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Just don't do that. I'm sleepwalking with a knife in my hand, and that's why I robbed somebody. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody believes you.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Who would believe that? Well, a retard wouldn't even believe that.
Only a retard would say something stupid like that.
Nah, he no better than that, man. Come on, dog. He said he was what now? Say that one more time so I can make sure I heard that right.
He said that he was sleepwalking, and that is the reason why he had the woman at knife point.
Is he on disability? Is he getting like a special check or something?
You know he's just special.
He's got to have a gold. He got the gold helmet with the stripe down the middle.
Yeah, he got the gold, silver, and bronze helmet. He get all the medals, all of them together.
Yeah, he's super whack for that.
Yeah.
My dumbass of the week is going to be, and I know you guys aren't going to be surprised about it, of course, Mr. Charlie Sheen. So give him a round of applause, this idiot. First of all, you're going to get upset because a woman is not going to let you back into the Kings game. Because you want to go outside and smoke a cigarette. Okay, I understand that. I feel you. But you can't start cursing at people, man, especially women. You can't just talk to a woman any kind of way. Like, come on, dog. You can't do that, man. Just for not letting you in the game. Then you got fans walking by saying stuff to him, and he's cursing at them. And come on, dog. You're a celebrity. You're on a different level, man. You got to hold yourself to that level, dog. You just can't be cursing people out.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Now, you want a crackhead to act normal. Think about what you just said.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm asking you this question. We know that he's a crackhead, right?
True enough.
All right, so crackheads can't be nothing but dumbasses.
if you're gonna be a crackhead, you need to stay with your people on your pipe. I mean, you don't need to come out. I don't ever see crackheads at games. Crackheads in the hood smoking crack.
He's a rich crackhead. There's a difference.
He's an idiot.
You can't be expecting him to make sense.
We'll give him a special helmet.
Yes.
And a gold crack pipe. How about that one?
I'm not giving him gold nothing. You can just slap the shit out of him. I'm tired of seeing Charlie Sheen. I mean, he's got commercials talking about, yeah, I'm on house arrest. It ain't never been this nice. And I'm like, y'all paying a crackhead because he's a famous crackhead.
Yeah.
So the whole network, everybody who think it's a good idea to have a crackhead represent them and their products is probably a group of crackheads that's snorting that shit with him. Y'all all get the helmets.
Definitely. First
speaking
one.
Speaking of all the helmets, Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, who they was trying to recall, I guess he was too popular because he decided that women shouldn't have the same right of pay as men. As well as trying to break up the union so that you as an individual can't make as much money as you would like. And y'all, and people in Wisconsin, y'all voted for a guy like that.
What?
I mean, this is a guy who has, he basically, all his policies say, fuck the little people.
Wow.
And the guy who lost to him, I mean, you have to, are there no celebrities in Wisconsin? You know, when we in California, we recalled Gray Davis, at least we had like Gary Coleman, Larry Flint, we had a porn star, and Arnold Schwarzenegger going up against him. And Schwarzenegger won. I'm like, ain't no celebrities in Wisconsin that could have beat him out.
Well, maybe that's what they like. You know what I mean? Maybe that's how they want to do it. You feel me? Until they start hitting them pockets and they want to try to, you know, renege on it.
But he already hitting them pockets. I guess it's aching to hoes voting on their pimp. And we not going to vote daddy out because he going to marry one of us one of these days. So people in Wisconsin, especially you ladies, when dude come out against women and y'all don't vote against him, that's all I need to know about. If you were the woman from Wisconsin, better look again.
I can't say nothing on Wisconsin, man. That's the M word trying to get me in trouble tonight, man. I got people out there, man.
I got my homies, the House of M in Milwaukee. You know, I mean, I'm down with them. Those my boys. They real hip hop crew. But I'm just saying.
Right, I feel you. Because that doesn't make any sense at all. That does not to an average human. That doesn't make any sense. That's retarded. It's not happening.
And then there's this guy who cut off his dick with an X-Acto knife.
What?
We talk about it, but I guess it's just, we got 6 months left. Because I don't want to live in a world where one, women can squeeze your balls out of the sack and think that's a good idea, and men are cutting their own dicks off.
Dang, that sounds like, man, it sounds like, that does sound like the world about to end, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we got 6 months left, and, I mean, y'all all deserve special helmets, because, I mean, I'm saying, Revy, you can't sit there and say, yeah, I want to cut my dick off.
Mm. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Didn't my man say it best?
But, yeah, you know, but here's the thing. First, he was 20, and he didn't have any drugs in his system.
Wow. He got a drug that can't be traced right now. He's got maybe the aliens came down and gave him a drug or something, you know, that he knew about that's kind of different or whatever. Because that's retarded. Dog. Like, that's your manhood. That's you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe you want to be a girl. Maybe, you know, maybe you want to be different.
I mean, at your worst, at your lowest, the last thing I'm thinking about is the X-Acto knife or the scissors and cutting my dick off.
Maybe your girl told him something wrong. You know what I mean? Maybe. I don't know. Come on, dude. Like, what were you thinking? That sounded like he was playing with the knife, jumping off the couch, and he just fell on it. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I want to get off this idiot real quick, because I want to talk about my idiot.
Talk about him.
If you don't mind.
Speak on it.
Because I want to really go in on this dude. Okay. Mr. Timothy Stuttering Poe. Everybody know who I'm talking about. America's Got Talent. And I mean, this dude, he won't go on stage because he's on TV. You know, and you're an idiot to believe that. When you're on TV, no one's going to go research who you really are. I mean, or no one's going to see you if you're fake. Come on. You want to, he lies saying that he served in the military. He's got a picture up and, you know, he's tear jerking and stuff like that. And then the real guy, the real soldier calls is like, yo, who is this clown? Where's this dude at? You know what I mean? So they try to get in contact with this idiot, and he's nowhere to be found now. So the Mr. Timothy, coming from a veteran, I'm going to speak for all my soldiers in the world, you know what I mean? Because I am a veteran myself. I wish I knew you, man. I wish I knew where you were, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to threaten you or anything, but that's nothing you play with, man, because, you know, I mean, you got people out here losing their arms, losing their lives. You got family members losing people, you know what I mean? And you can't just be fronting, you know, like you fought in this war or you served for your country and you really didn't, because that it takes your mind to a different level to even go there. You know what I mean? And you don't understand the struggle that people go through every day. You know what I mean? And I mean the struggle as far as mentality, you know, dealing with the things that we dealt with in the military, to, you know, having to deal with the things that we deal with, not seeing our family, you know, and you can't do that. Right? Like, it's uncalled for. It made me very, very upset. You know what I mean,
yeah.
Because that's you can't do that. Dog.
Well, here was my problem, Rev. This is a guy who I'm. You have to deserve the special helmet when you tell this lie, knowing that there's Google.
Like, he couldn't know. Like, maybe when he was stuttering, maybe his brain was skipping at the same time. So maybe he skipped that thought process. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but you know, when you're going to get on a show like that, even if you do get through, somebody's going to catch you because they're going to Google it. They're going to ask, they're going to Bing it. Whichever one you want to use, that shit's going to come up.
Exactly. And the real dude found out from his ex-wife. And his boy on Facebook. Come on, man. And he walking on stage looking like OJ with that limp.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey, nobody compares to OJ. Look here. OJ is the dumbest black man to ever grace the world.
Yeah, he's one of those idiots. But
No, he ain't one. He's the king. He's the pharaoh. Look here, Rev. You don't get away with double murder on white people. The first black man ever to get away with that and not be hung, get his balls cut off, and all that other shit.
And then you're going to go put a book out about it.
No, not not even about suggesting that he go put a book out. It was the fact that he got caught trying to get some shit that he didn't need. I mean, really? Fuck your Heisman. you got your freedom, not his ass locked up. I mean, everybody that was winning had a tape recorder. So you know they was setting him up, his dumb ass. I'm going to get my stuff back. I ain't even got the time for this. You can never compare anybody. Because to me, OJ is the gold standard of special helmet.
Yeah, he wins the biggest helmet of them all. Like this dude, Timothy Pope, all my veterans out there, if you see him, get him. Get him. Please do.
Yeah, I don't think that his album, if he ever put out one, would sell plastic anyway. So I don't think that would be a concern. He'll be out robbing the Circle K in whatever neighborhood he came from.
Yeah.
He'll go to jail and somebody will have him singing in the cell for him.
Yeah, and he got his girl right beside him, just lying away. Like, yeah, he was. Oh, my God, you know. Come on, dude.
Well, that's like, on the people like, on the show. I mean, but hold on. That's on the people on the show also. Because they put his ass on. Because you know they've only put him on there because he told that stupid, sad-ass story.
Well, they didn't know.
Yeah, look, man. Like me and you, we have computers. You can Google somebody. You can find out their records. So if somebody come on the show with a sob story, I'm looking that shit up. You ain't going to lie to me on my show.
Yeah, especially when it comes to serving your country. Like, that's a sensitive subject, man, you know?
There's Milli Vanillis in every part of life.
Yeah, well, anyway, as far as Milli Vanilli goes. We can't even go there. But that's our time for tonight. I want to thank my man, Revy Rev of The Real Rap Show, for coming on and blessing us with your presence, man. Thank you very much. It's been a great show. You know, I get to talk to the top. So it's all good. So tell the people bye before we go.
All right, man. Peace to all my listeners and my new listeners. It's your boy, Revy Revs, No Sleep Season, man. DJ Shields, man. I see you, baby.
All right. And for Miss 100%, who is not here, who's out there shaking her booty on vacation, it's the F to N word. We Smooth Drama, and we out. Peace.
Space up.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.